This program is recorded in Kunskoff binaural three-dimensional sound. To get the full effect of this 3D sound, please put on your headphones. Now, you should be hearing me in your right ear. If not, reverse your headphones. You should be hearing me in your left ear. Good.
Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, a beer baron, has a lucrative numbers and speak operation in Harlem. His stores are identified by the box of Dutch Masters in the window. Collection day. Three Packards roll up to a store in Harlem. The street is unusually quiet.
Where is everyone?
I don't know.
Where are the salesmen, the new Negroes, the ham heavers, the pot wrestlers, the kitchen mechanics? Should be on their way to work.
Oh, boss.
Where are the sugar daddies and their hookers, the peddlers, the traffic cops, the reefer salesmen standing on the corner?
I don't know.
No revelers. No chippies. No. What?
Huh?
No Rembrandt Dutch masters. Look at that.
Who's that?
That is a picture of Prince Hall, founder of African Lodge number one of the Black Masons.
Black Masons?
Yeah.
What's Daddy's home?
That's a charter the Black Freemasons received from England.
Huh?
Something's fishy.
Hey, boss. This store here ain't got no Dutch masters, too.
Prince Hall again. Call the Packers. Look, boys, we got a bit of a problem.
Dad! Buddy Jackson's dead!
The hoods begin to open the car doors to assist their boss, but they're pinned in. Up on the roofs are Buddy Jackson's guards. Exaggerated lapels, bell bottoms, hats at rakish angles. In their hands are the Thompson automatics, known as the bootlegger special.
Hey, Schlitz! This is Buddy Jackson!
Yeah!
Leave Harlem! Never darken the portals of our abode again! Understand?
What?
Right, I understand!
New Orleans is a mess. The streets are littered with bodies where its victims lie until the next burgeoning. People sweep the clutter from the streets. It now sleeps after a night of howling, speaking in tongues, dancing to drums, watching strange lights streak across the sky. One doesn't know when it will hit again. The next 5 minutes, 3 days from now, 20 years, but it just grew, which shot up a trial balloon in the 1890s, was then endemic. It is now epidemic, crossing state lines and heading for Chicago.
The age of Harding pulls up, the strict upper lip chrome, the somber, swallow-tailed body, the formal top-hatted face, the overall stay-put exterior. The age of prohibition, a peak. And
last heard flying toward Chicago with 18,000 cases in Arkansas, 60,000 in Tennessee, 98,000 in Mississippi, and with cases showing up even in Wyoming.
It would take a few months before a woman would be arrested for walking down a New Jersey street singing, "Everybody's doing it now." The kids want to dance belly to belly and cheek to cheek, while their elders are supporting legislation that would prohibit them from dancing closer than 9 inches. The kids want a funky butt and black bottom, while their elders prefer the waltz as a suitable vaccine for what is now merely a rash.
Voodoo General, surround the range, a court of friends.
Hey, boy, paper.
A corpulent, silkily mustached robber baron, for whom Steel has been sacrificed to provide his hunk of toxic waste with a covering, reads the headline.
Voodoo General surrounds the Marines at Port-au-Prince. The only thing they have in Haiti are mangoes and coffee.
Is that right?
With Prohibition, there's no need for coffee. And mangoes. How many mangoes do you eat in a year?
Shall I sell them in the sideburns?
No, just send them out a little. Haiti doesn't have any culture either.
Is that right?
I didn't see a single cannon or cathedral while I was there.
Is that a fact?
Hey, look at this.
What is it?
Some carving my wife gave to me. She brought it off one of those leather necks. You ever seen such an ugly thing? The obtuse snout, the sausage lips.
Yeah.
It was really clever of Wilson to send Southern Marines down there. They're in this thing and quick.
Why do you think he sent them there?
Well, the way I figure it. Ooh, look at that.
Oh, that's Buddy Jackson. He is known for
his social. No, the high yellow woman next to him. Some hotsy-totsy. Ooh.
Looks like a great packer sneaking up behind me.
Yep, right.
Yeah. Looks like ice savers.
Ah! Where to, Bob?
To the courthouse.
As usual.
Courthouse again?
It's just the same as those constant inspections by the fire department. The reviews of the tax records. Harassment.
They're trying to shut down the Mumble Jumble Cathedral.
That's the truth.
What are they dragging you in for this time?
The summons says, I allowed my Newfoundland hoodoo dog 3 cents to soil the altar at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I can't comprehend the charge. I was merely fulfilling an old civic axiom.
Which one?
Keeping the streets clean.
Papa Labas, noonday hoodoo, fugitive hermit, obey man, botanist, animal impersonator, two-headed man, you name it. He is contemplative and relaxed, which Atonis confuse with laziness because he is not hard at work drilling, blocking the view of the ocean, destroying the oyster beds, or releasing radioactive particles that will give you cancer. Papa Labas is a descendant from a long line of people who made their pact with nature long ago.
What's all the commotion? We're running towards Wall Street.
Seems that the Sarge of Yorktown sent some of his torpedoes to take out Buddy Jackson.
What happened?
Buddy and his woman weren't touched. They missed him and blew up a barbershop and part of the street. What happened with your case?
They dismissed it again.
We'll probably find a fire inspector when we reach the cathedral.
The Department of Public Health has also been hassling us.
Looks like there's a detour. That's where the explosion happened.
Stop a moment.
What is it you found?
Looks like carving of ghee. Isn't that strange?
Why do you think it was there?
Looks like it was an explosion. Strange. Very strange.
Biff Musselwhite has reduced his status from police commissioner to consultant to the Metropolitan Police in order to take a job as curator of the Center of Art Detention. More pay. He is sitting with one of his old colleagues, Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, nicknamed affectionately by the police station he so often visited over the years. They are sitting at the table of the plantation house, located in the Milky Way of Manhattan. Black waiters stand against the wall, dressed as if they were in some 18th century French court.
Gonna miss you, Biff. Remember the bags I used to bring you? You got real rich out of that. The only guy retiring at 3,000 per is a millionaire. I'll bet you have millions in stocks and bonds inside your shoeboxes.
Yes, I've come a long way. Hobnobbing with the rich out on Long Island. Curator of a museum. A long way from that punk kid you used to cover down the Tenderloin.
Remember when you went off to war and the whole gang turned out to say goodbye and sing, Over There? You really gave it to them Huns, Biff. We were proud of you.
Yeah, Sarge. Some would think this was a plot for a Cagney movie. You and I, brothers. You become a gangster, and I become a cop.
Only you didn't go straight. I was always dumb, but you were smart. Taking more money from us than I could ever make in policy or bootlegging. And now, curator of the Center of Art Detention, which is kind of big cheese for us crooks. There you are, taking bigger than me and getting away clean. Look at you. Silver hair, expensive clothes, hanging out with the swanks. A good cover. You got it made, pal. The pressures I have. Buddy Jackson is muscling in on my operation in Harlem. We tried to get him the other day, but the nigger seems to have 9 lives. My man hurled a bomb at him in that name. Who is she? Charlotte something, some such girl.
So this is the Charlotte my Mason friends have been talking about.
Yeah, she's something.
She has an apartment where one is initiated into certain rites. They call it the Temple of Isis. When are we ordered?
Hey, Pompey, Cato, come over here.
The two black waiters approach, bedazzling in their resplendent uniforms, their white powdered wigs and frilled cuffs.
What do you think I called you here for? I want the porterhouse steak, and I want it well done. You got that?
You got it.
When I say well done, I mean well.
Stop that man!
Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, is leaning back in his chair, eyes staring straight ahead, about one-third of his head from the brow up, scattered into the neighboring diners, dinner plates, and on their clothes.